Today, once again, we can gather before His table in remembrance of Him.
主也提醒我们，我们都是罪人，蒙主恩。
Lord has reminded us that we are all sinners saved by grace.
我们一起打开圣经约翰福音第八章。
Let's open our Bible to the Gospel of John, chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。我们从第一节要念到第十一节。
Verse 1 to 11.
于是个人都回家去了。耶稣却往橄榄山去，清晨又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下教训他们。
And everyone went to his own house, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Now early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them.
文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫时被拿的妇人来，叫他站在当中，就对耶稣说：“夫子，这人是正行淫之时被拿的。摩西在律法上吩咐我们把这样的妇人用石头打死，你说该把他怎么样？”
Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they said to him.Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, and in the very act. Now Moses, in the law, commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say?
他们说这话，乃是要试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。他们还是不住地问他。耶稣就直起腰来，对他们说。你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先用石头打他。
This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.
于是又弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。他们听见这话，就从老到少，一个一个的都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。
And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone.And the woman standing in the midst.
耶稣就直起腰来对他说：“妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？”他说：“主啊，没有。”耶稣说：“我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。”
When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?" She said, No one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.
主耶稣最后跟这个行淫的妇人说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Our Lord Jesus said to this woman, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，感谢你早晨的同在。
Lord, we thank you for your presence this morning.
感谢你早晨，还有让我们有生命气息，让我们有个愿意的心来到你面前来寻求。
When we still have our breath today, we have this willingly heart, and we can come before you and seek after you.
求主亲自向我们说话。
May you speak to us.
不管我们是说的、翻译的、听的，都能够同盟建造。
The speaker and the translator and also those who are listening, we can all be edified.
谢谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
主对妇人说，去吧，不要再犯罪了。
Our Lord said to the woman, go and sin no more.
这是主的怜悯。
This is the Lord's mercy.
主不但赦免了他的罪，更告诉他以后的人生是一个不要再犯罪的人生。
Not only did the Lord forgive her sin, and also he told this woman in the future to sin no more.
这个故事就停在这里。
And the story stopped here.
我们不知道这个犯罪的妇人听了主耶稣跟他说的话，主赦免他的罪，叫他不要他再犯罪，他的反应怎么样？我们不知道。
We do not know after the Lord forgave her sin and told her sin no more. We do not know her response.
很多时候我们读圣经的时候，我们好奇说，这个是怎么说？这个是怎么样？那人要怎么样？
Oftentimes when we read the scripture, we have the questions and we don't have any conclusion.
其实这里重要的不是这个妇人悔改了没有，重要的是我们听了主的话，我们自己我们的反应是如何。
But the point here is not this how the woman responded, is that when we hear the word, what our response is.
圣经的故事常常停留在一个没有结论的点上面。
Many stories of the scriptures often stop at an inconclusive point.
大家都很熟悉的在路加福音浪子的比喻。
We are all familiar with the parable of prodigal son in the Gospel of Luke.
当父亲最后跟大儿子说，你的兄弟回来，我们理当欢喜快乐。
When the father told the older son, it was right that we should make merry and be glad because your brother was lost and is found.
圣经也没有记载大儿子对他父亲所说的话的反应。
The scripture didn't record the older son's response.
同样的，在旧约先知约拿也是在同样的情况。
Also in the book of Jonah.
如果我们读约拿书的话，我们知道约拿因神的慈悲没有把灾祸降给尼尼微，像他神要说预言，尼尼微要消灭那个样子。
We know that by God's mercy, he did not destroy the city of Nineveh.
约拿就生气了。
And Jonah, because of that, Jonah was angry.
那圣经也没有记载约拿的反应是如何。
The scripture didn't record Jonah's response after that.
其实圣经有很多这样的例子。
There were many examples in the scripture.
我想圣经把这些问题留给我们，就是要我们好好的思想。
I think the scripture left us those questions and it's for us to contemplate.
我们在他们的情况下，我们的反应是如何？
What our response will be if we were them.
如果我们是大儿子，是不是就跟父亲家人一起欢喜快乐呢？
Will we make merry and be glad if we were the older son?
还是大儿子生气了，跟小儿子一样也离家出走了？
Or the older son was angry and like the younger one left home.
主如果对我们说，去吧，从此不要再犯罪。
If the Lord was telling us, go and sin no more.
我们的反应是什么？
What our response is?
从此不要再犯罪，这是一个命令。
This is a commandment, sin no more.
告诉我们不要再回头过犯罪的人生。
Telling us to not turn back to the sinful life.
主所要给我们的是一个不一样的人生。
The life that the Lord has given us is a different life.
在英文里面是讲到说，去吧，离开你犯罪的人生。
In English it says, go now and live your life of sin.
我们以前的人生是犯罪的人生。
We used to be living in the life of sin.
今天我们是蒙恩的罪人，我们是在基督里的人。
And today we are sinners saved by grace. We are in Christ.
在哥林多前书，彼得告诉我们，若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul tells us, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation.
一个新造的人是要活出基督复活生命的实际。
A new creation should live out the reality of the resurrected life of Christ.
就是要在生活中见证说，主现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
That is to testify in our daily life that it is no longer I who live, but the Lord, but the Christ who lives in me.
犯罪的人生不是神所要的。
The life of sin is not what God wants.
那今天就借这个机会跟弟兄姐妹一起来思想什么是罪。
We'll have some meditation together. What is sin?
我们知道罪有两方面。
There are two aspects of sin.
圣经把罪分成罪性跟罪行。
Sinful nature and the acts of sin.
罪性是单数的。
Sinful nature is the singular.
是指我们人内心败坏的本性。
It talks about the human being's innate corrupt nature.
在罗马书第五章说，罪是从一人入了世界，死又从罪来的。
Romans chapter 5 said, through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin.
所以死就临到了众人。
And that sin spread to all men.
我们都知道罪性的起源是因为亚当犯罪。
We know that the origin of sin is from Adam.
我们众人都是在罪中出生的。
We are all born in sin.
所以罪性就是我们这里面的这个己的一个表现。
So the sinful nature is a manifestation of our self-life.
这个己让我们常常活在痛苦之中。
This self-life keeps us in the bondage of suffering.
所以保罗说，我真是苦啊。
So Paul says, O wretched man that I am.
因为我所愿意的善我反而不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。
For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will not to do, that I practice.
这个罪性就把我们常常带到死亡里面去。
This sinful nature often leads us into death.
罪性所带出来的就是罪行。
And out of the sinful nature are acts of sin.
罪行是多数的。
This is a plural.
指一切的不法的行为，不讨神喜悦的，都是罪行。
It talks about all the lawless acts and some acts that displease God.
像说谎、偷盗、杀人等等。
Like lying, stealing, and murder.
罪行，我们可以借着基督的宝血得以洗净。
Our sinful nature.Can be what
act of sin.
The act of sin can be cleansed by the precious blood.
所以主对他说去吧，不要再犯罪。
So our Lord told the women, go and sin no more.
我们生活中每一次的不犯罪，就是一次的得胜。
In our daily life, every time we did not succumb to sin, that is a victory.
是对肉体。对撒旦的夸胜。
That is a boasting of victory over flesh and Satan.
所以主耶稣基督的宝血洗去了我们的罪行。
So the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ cleansed the acts of our sins.
我们这个罪性是要继续的被对付。
But our sinful nature needs to be continually dealt with.
所以说主耶稣跟这个妇人说：“从此不要再犯罪，容不容易
？”So is that easy? When the Lord Jesus said to the woman, "Sin no more."
这是一个肉体和圣灵的一个征战。
This is the spiritual warfare between flesh and the spirit.
因为主耶稣基督的生命已经在我们里面。
Because the life of Lord Jesus is already in us.
我们那个己的生命也还在我们里面。
And the life of self is also in us.
我们的肉体跟圣灵天天在征战。
And our flesh wage the war against the spirit every day.
保罗告诉我们，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Paul tells us, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
我们知道摩西带领以色列人过红海。
We know when Moses led the children of Israel across the Red Sea.
在旷野四十年，圣经说神摩西在神的家中全然尽忠。
He wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. The scripture says Moses was faithful in all the household of God.
我们都知道，摩西却在即将进迦南之前呢，因为击打磐石得罪了神。
But we know that right before entering the land Canaan.Moses sinned against God by striking the rock twice.
圣经一共记载两次摩西击打磐石。
In the scriptures, there two times is recorded Moses struck the rock.
第一次是在出埃及记十七章，那时候以色列刚出埃及不久。
The first time is in Exodus. That was right after Israelites came out of Egypt.
那时候在利非定。以色列人因为缺水而抱怨。
In Rephidim, the children of Israel was complaining because of lack of water.
因为那时候是出埃及的第一年，还没有到西乃山。
That was the first year after they came out of Egypt. They had not come closer to Mount Sinai yet.
因为在西乃山，神为以色列人颁布了十诫。
Because God issued the Ten Commandments on the Mount of Sinai.
他们刚出埃及就开始抱怨。
Right after they came out of Egypt, they started to complain.
神就吩咐摩西拿杖击打磐石。
And God commanded Moses to strike the rock with the rod.
摩西听了命令，就击打磐石一次，磐石就流出水了。
Moses obeyed and struck the rock, and then the water gushed out.
摩西第二次击打磐石是记载在民数记的二十章。
The second time it was recorded in Numbers, chapter 20.
是发生在以色列就将进入应许之地之前。
That was right before the children of Israel entering in the promised land.
这个时候，以色列人已经在旷野漂流了将近四十年。
At that time, the children of Israel has wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
百姓再次因为缺水抱怨。
Again, the children of Israel complained because of lack of water.
我们仔细思想的话，这是以色列的第二代。
If you think carefully, these are the second generation.
第一代抱怨，第二代也抱怨。
The first generation complained, so did the second generation.
这个时候，神吩咐摩西，吩咐磐石出水。
Now this time, God commanded Moses to speak to the rock, for it to yield water.
但是因为摩西愤怒，就击打了磐石两次。
But because Moses was angry, he struck the rock twice.
虽然水流出来了，但却得罪了神。
Although the water came out, but Moses sinned against God.
我们可以在这里仔细地想一想。
If we think carefully here.
当神叫摩西吩咐磐石出水的时候，摩西是不是故意去击打磐石？
When God commanded Moses to speak to the rock to yield water, did Moses intend to strike the rock?
我在想的时候，这时候摩西已经120岁了。
At that time, Moses was about 120.
四十年在埃及，四十年在旷野，四十年带领以色列人在旷野。
40 years in Egypt, 40 years in wilderness, and 40 years leading the Israelites in the wilderness.
这个时候还会生气。
And now he was still easy to be.
我有时候有想，有时候老人特别容易生气。
Sometimes I think the older men are easy to. Sometimes the older men are irritable.
摩西是一个明白神心意的人。
Moses understood the heart of God.
但是因为百姓的抱怨，就惹他发怒。
Because of the complaint of the children of Israelites, and he was angry.
我想他对神也有抱怨。
I think he probably was complaining against God too.
我经过这四十年旷野的苦日子，带着以色列的百姓，另一个百姓在这旷野漂流。
After this 40 years wandering in the wilderness,
百姓还是老样子，在旷野的日子还要多久？
The children of Israel are still the same. How much longer this will be?
摩西并不知道他们就要进迦南。
Moses did not know they were about to enter into Canaan.
因为第一次在迦南地的边缘，因为差遣了十二个担子，得罪了神，他们漂流了。
First, by the just the border of the promised land, they sent out 12 spies because of unbelief. They had to be wandering in the wilderness for another 38 years.
这一次再来到加拿的边境，是不是可以进去？他不知道。
Now they had reached the border of the land of Canaan again. Moses wasn't sure if they can enter in.
你要我吩咐磐石出水。可是这个时候，他可能没有听进去，他只记得第一次他是击打磐石的。
God here commanded him to speak to the rock, but Moses did not take in. He only remembered the first time God told him to strike.
有时候我们人一生气就把神的话给忘记了。
Sometimes when we are angry, we forget about God's word.
血气就起来，肉体就起来了。
Our flesh will come out.
摩西生气了。
Moses was provoked.
他就击打磐石说：“看你要对我怎么办。”
And so Moses struck the rock. He was thinking, what can you do with me?
有时候我们的肉体就是这样的。
This is the condition of our flesh.
明知道生气是不对的，可是就是我就生气，看你要怎么办。
We know that anger is not right, but I just want to be angry. See what you can do with me.
神告诉我们，人的怒气不能成就神的义。
Scripture said the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
人一生气就犯罪。
When one is angry, they are either easy to sin.
不但得罪了人，而且得罪了神。
Sin against man and sin against God.
所以要我们不犯罪，实在是不容易，因为罪性的缘故。
So because of the sinful nature in us, it's indeed very difficult for us not to sin.
彼得也是这样子。
The same as Peter.
彼得是神所拣选的门徒。
Peter was among the chosen disciples.
却在主钉十字架之前三次不认识。
But he denied the Lord three times before his crucifixion.
我想彼得不是故意要三次不认识主。
I don't think Peter was Peter intended to deny the Lord three times.
我们都知道，这是人的软弱。
We know that's the weakness of man.
因为在圣经里面记载，当耶稣预言彼得要今夜鸡叫两遍之前三次不认主的时候。
Because the scripture recorded when Jesus predicted that Peter will deny him three times before the rooster crows twice.
彼得的回答是，我就是必须与你同死，也总不能不认你。
Peter's answer was, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you.
彼得是这么的坚定，他不会不认主。
Peter thought he was so strong that he will not deny the Lord.
所以在彼得听到第二遍鸡叫的时候，他想起主的话，他就哭了。
So when Peter heard the second crow of the rooster, he remembered the word of the Lord and he wept.
我们知道彼得哭了。
We know Peter wept.
感谢主，我们的主是有恩典、有怜悯的主。
Thanks be to the Lord, our Lord is gracious and merciful.
彼得哭了，我们的主看见了。
Peter wept, our Lord saw him.
在升天之前，主在加利利的海边，主让彼得有机会说三次“我爱你”。
So before the Lord's ascension by the Sea of Galilee, Lord gave Peter the opportunity for him to say three times, "I love you."
主给彼得有一个悔改的机会，说三次“我爱你”。
Our Lord gave Peter an opportunity of repentance.And let him say three times, "I love you."
弟兄姐妹们，这让我们看到人因着罪性不再犯罪是一件不容易的事情。
Brothers and sisters, we see that because of the sinful nature, it's very difficult for us not to sin.
人的罪性需要一次一次的被十字架来对付。
Our sinful nature needs to be dealt with over and over again by cross.
感谢主，这再忍实在是不行。可是靠着我们主耶稣基督，我们就能够得胜有余。
But praise the Lord, in us it's impossible, but by our Lord Jesus Christ, we are more than conquerors.
所以从此不要再犯罪，是当时主耶稣给这个妇人的一个挑战。
So,
今天同样也是我们的挑战。
So go and sin no more. That was a challenge from the Lord to the women.But today also is a challenge to the children of God.
保罗告诉我们，我们基督徒灵命成长有三个阶段。
Paul tells us there are three stages for Christians' spiritual growth.
我们因信称义。
Justified by faith.
我们要因信成圣。
Sanctified by faith.
我们要因信，最终我们要得荣耀。
Eventually glorified by faith.
罪得赦免。只是仅仅得救。
When our sin was forgiven, it's just we are only merely saved.
是得救的第一步。
That's the first step of salvation.
神的心意让我们在基督里长进。
God's heart desire is for us to grow in Christ.
主最终的目的是要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
The ultimate goal was to mold us into the image of the Son of God.
所以不要犯罪是一个成圣的过程，是一条十字架的道路。
So sin no more is a process of sanctification, and it's a way of the cross.
那我们怎么样过一个不要犯罪的生活呢
？How can we live a sinless life?
这是个命令。
It's a commandment.
主说，有了我的命令就遵守的人，我父必爱他。
The Lord says, "He who has my commandments and keep them, it is." it is he who loves me.
诗篇第一篇好像给了我们一个答案。
Psalm 1 gave us the answer.
如何不犯罪，在诗篇里好像给我们了一个答案。
How to live a sinless life? The Psalm 1 seemingly gave us an answer.
我们知道诗篇是在约伯记的后面，是智慧书的第二卷。
We know that Psalm is a book after the book of Job. It's the second book of the books of wisdom.
约伯记让我们看到让我们从苦难中看到神的荣耀。
From the book of Job, we see the glory of God in afflictions.
让我们知道我们信神不是为了五谷新酒。
So that we know that our believing in God is not for grain or new wine.
乃是为着神的荣耀。
But it's for the glory of God.
所以在约伯记的末了，完全正直敬畏神的约伯可以说。
So at the end of the book of Job, this blameless and upright and God-fearing Job can say,
我从前风闻言语，现在我亲眼看见你。
I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you.
弟兄姐妹们，我们都渴慕来遇见神。
Brothers and sisters, we all desire to meet God.
唯我们遇见神的时候，我们才不会犯罪。
Only when we meet with God, it's possible for us not to sin.
愿这是我们的渴慕。
May this be our desire.
我们一起来看一下诗篇第一篇。
We'll look at Psalm 1 first.
诗篇第一篇，不要从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
第四节，恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散。因此，当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，在罪人在义人的会中也是如此。因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路必定灭亡。
The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
在这诗篇第一篇里面有好几个对比。
We see a few comparisons in the Psalm 1.
圣经有很多的对比。就是要给我们做选择。
The scripture laid out this comparisons for us to make choices.
在诗篇第一篇里面有两种人。
We see two kinds of men.
一个是恶人，一个是义人。
The righteous and the ungodly.
那我们知道恶人就是不义的人。
The ungodly is the unrighteous.
所以两种人，一个是义人，一个是不义的人。
Two kinds of men.The righteous and the unrighteous.
那义人有义人的道路，恶人有恶人的道路。
The righteous has the way of the righteous, and the unrighteous has the way of the unrighteous.
这两种道路就带进两样的人生。
And the two ways lead to two different lives.
义人的道路带进结果子的人生，恶人的道路带进糠秕的人生。
The way of the righteous leads to a life that bears fruit.And the way of the unrighteous leads to the life of chaff.
两个结局。
And two endings.
结果子的人生是模糊的，糠秕的人生至终是要灭亡。
The life of the fruitful life is blessed, but the life of chaff will lead to perish.
今天我们印着耶稣基督的血，我们罪得赦免。
Today, because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven.
我们在基督里得称为义。
We are justified in Christ.
我们行事为人，是否与所蒙的恩相称呢？
Are we walking worthy of the grace by which we were called?
义人就应该走义人的道路。
The righteous should walk on the way of the righteous.
如果我们在这基督里的义人还在走恶人的道路，主来的时候，我们怎么面对主呢？
If we, for us, we are justified in Christ, so we're still walking on the way of the unrighteous. How can we meet with the Lord?
怎么对得起主的恩典呢？
How can we be worthy of the grace of the Lord?
所以诗篇告诉我们，也提醒我们。我们过去是一个恶人，是个罪人，是个亵慢人，这个是过的是一个康比的人生。
Someone reminds us that we used to be the unrighteous, we used to be the sinners, and we used to live a life of chaff.
我们仔细思考的话，我们生活每天每时每刻在做选择。
If we think carefully on every day, every moment, we are making choices.
早上起来，我们可以选择读经祷告，或者是看手机。
When we wake up in the morning, we can choose from reading the scriptures or watch our phone.
我们可以选择去做运动，或者在家里看电视。
We can choose to exercise or sitting there and watch TV.
我们可以选择来聚会。或者是不来聚会。
We can choose to come to the meeting or not.
下周是 Halloween.
Next week is a Halloween.
叫做万圣节，是鬼节。
It's a festival of the ghost.
是一个撒旦的节气。
That was a holiday of the devil.
小朋友都喜欢去药堂。
All the children are they like to go trick and treat.
我们父母是不是因为爱孩子就容许他带他去教堂
？Do we let the kids go out because we
还是把他们留在家里祷告
？Or we let them stay at home to pray？
我们可以妥协，我们可以坚持。
We can either compromise or we hold fast。
这是一个选择的人生。
This is a life of making choices.
我们选择义人的道路还是恶人的道路。
We either choose the way of the righteous or the unrighteous.
创世纪一开始就有生命树和善恶树的选择。
In the beginning of Genesis, there was a choice between the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
选择本身就是一个征战。
The making choice itself is a warfare.
被掳到巴比伦的以色列人可以选择回耶路撒冷。也可以选择留在巴比伦。
The Jews taken captivity into Babylon, they can choose to return to Jerusalem or stay in Babylon.
200万被掳的以色列人，只有50,000人回归。
2 million was taken captivity. Only among those 2 million, only 5,000 returned.
被招的多，被选上的少。
Many are called, but few are chosen.
回归是需要付代价的。
They need to pay price to return.
但是回归却是神所要的。
But returning is what God wants.
如果我们是当时被掳到巴比的以色列人，我们是不是要回到耶路撒冷？
If we were the Jews that were taken captive to Babylon, will we choose to go back?
弟兄姐妹们，每一次的选择就是肉体和属灵的征战。
Brothers and sisters, every time when we make choices, that is a warfare between the flesh and the spirit.
神的儿女在地上，这一场属灵的征战是必须的。
The spiritual warfare for children of God is a must.
因为没有征战就没有得胜，没有得胜就没有办法成长。
Because without warfare, there will not be victory. Without victory, there will not be a growth of the spirit, a spiritual life.
耶稣亚进迦南，为了得地，他就必须征战。
When Joshua entered in the land of Canaan, in order to gain all those promised land, he had to fight.
保罗蒙召之后，他也在地上过一个征战的生活。
After Paul was called, he also lived a life of warfare on the earth.
那我们现在用诗篇来看一下如何过一个不犯罪的人生。
Now through Psalm 1, we look at how we can live a sinless life.
我们一起来学习。
We learn together.
第一节说到，不要从恶人的计谋 不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
The verse 1 says, walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
很有意思的，诗篇一开始用三个不开始。
So it started with three are not.
因为不就是我们从前的道路，从前的光景。
All those negativities are talking about our previous life.
我们从前是从恶人的计谋，是占罪人的道路，做亵慢人的座位。
We used to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. We used to stand in the path of the sinners, and we used to sit in the seat of the scornful.
什么是恶人的计谋？什么是罪人的道路？什么是亵慢人的座位呢？
What are the counsel of the ungodly, the path of the sinners, and the seat of the scornful?
我们要从刚才我们读的约翰福音第八章第一节到第十一节，这个行淫的妇人的这个故事，我们来看。
We look at the from the story that we just read in John chapter 8.
什么是恶人的计谋？
What is the counsel of the ungodly?
在这一段。约翰福音第八章这一段，文士和法利赛人，他们就是恶人。
Here the scribes and the Pharisees, they were the ungodly.
他们带着一个行淫的妇人要来试探耶稣。
They brought in this woman who committed adultery in order to test Jesus.
要来抓他的把柄。
In order to find something on which to accuse him.
我们如果仔细读圣经的话。主这个时候是在殿里教训众人。
If you read carefully, at this moment, the Lord was teaching in the temple.
文士和法利赛人来到殿里，不是来听道，而是把妇人带到这里，要来试探耶稣。
The scribes and the Pharisees came into the temple not to listen to the teaching, but to condemn this woman.
他们心意不正。
Their heart was not right.
这是他们的计谋，这是他们的道路。
These are their counsel, their ways.
同样的，在圣经里面也有很多这样的例子。
We see many other examples in the scriptures.
在撒母耳记上讲到以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识神。
In First Samuel, we see that the two sons of Eli were ungodly. They did not know the Lord.
那我们会想，以利的两个儿子是祭司，怎么会不认识神呢？
The two sons of Eli, they were priests. How come they did not know the Lord?
那因着他们对神没有敬畏的心，神就说他们是恶人。
Because they did not fear God, God said they were ungodly, wicked.
什么是罪人的道路呢？
What is the path of the sinners?
行人这个行淫的妇人所走的道路就是罪人的道路。
This woman who committed adultery, the way she was on was the path of the sinner.
结局是应该要被石头打死。
The ending will be to be stoned to death.
罗马书也告诉我们，世人都亏欠，都犯了罪，亏欠神的荣耀。
The book of Romans tells us all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罪的工价就是死。
And the wage of sin is death.
这里行淫呢？所有与世界的联合都是行淫。
Committing adultery means to unite with the world.
在何西阿书，神说以色列是淫妇。
In the book of Hosea, the Lord said the Israelites are harlots.
悖逆就是一条罪人的道路。
This is the
rebellion.
Rebellion is the way of is the path of the sinners.
亵慢人的座位，这里指的就是众人。
And this seat of the scornful, we're talking about those congregations in the temple.
这些众人和文士赛人同流合污。
Those congregations were accomplice with the scribes and the Pharisees.
他们来听到，却没有把道给听进去。
They came to listen to the teaching, but they did not take in.
就像种子撒在石头地上，结不出果子。
Like the seed sown on the stony ground, which cannot bear fruit.
在这里故事里面，当他们问主耶稣，行淫的妇人该不该死的时候，主耶稣不回答他们。
Here, when they asked the Lord Jesus if the woman should be stoned, the Lord did not answer them.
他们不停地问，不停地问，一心就是要抓主耶稣的把柄。
But they continue, they keep on asking, in order to find something to accuse Jesus.
因为不管主耶稣说该死或不该死，他们都可以抓到把柄。
Because no matter what the Lord Jesus say, they will find something to accuse him.
但主耶稣没有直接回答他们。
The Lord did not answer them directly.
这是主耶稣的智慧。
That was the wisdom of our Lord.
在圣经里面也有很多这样的例子，主耶稣没有直接回答众人的问题。
Many other examples in the scriptures, our Lord did not answer them their questions directly.
主耶稣回答了一句话。
Our Lord answered,
你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。
He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.
主的话让我们看到我们自己的光景。
We see our own conditions by the word of the Lord.
主的话让众人跟文士、法利赛人哑口无言。
Because of the word of the Lord, they were all speechless.
从老到少，一个一个的都出去了。
They, from the oldest even to the last, they went out one by one.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们不要和这世界联合，我们不是属这世界。
So brothers and sisters, do not unite with the world. We are not of the world.
所以我把恶人、罪人、亵慢人加起来就是一个恶人。
So this man is ungodly, the sinner and the scornful added up is that one wicked.
就是一个不义的、不敬畏神、以神为敌、不知悔改的人。
That's a man, an unrighteous man, and who did not know God, does not fear God, and have enmity toward God, and does not know repentance.
第二点告诉我们，诗篇一篇第二节告诉我们，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想。
And then verse 2 is that tells us, but his delight is in the law of the Lord.And in His law, He meditates day and night.
思想昼夜思想耶和华的律法，神的话是对付罪最好的办法。
The word of God is the best tool to deal with sin.
对付我们这个己最好的办法。
It's the best way to deal with our self life.
我们要把神的话存在心中。
We should store up the word of the Lord in our heart.
希伯来哥罗西书三章十六节这么说。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 16 says.
哥罗西书三章十六节，他这里说到，当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导。互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
我们昼夜思想神的话。
We meditate on what the word of God day and night.
让神的话成为我们脚前的灯。路上的光。
So the word of God become the lamp onto our feet and the light onto our path.
实践神永远旨意的实际，就是从每天的生活开始。
Living out the reality of the internal will of God starts from our daily life.
行神所喜悦的事，走神所喜悦的道路，思想神所喜悦的律法。
To live a life of pleasing God and walk on the way that pleases God, and also meditate on the law that pleases God.
每时每刻思想神的话。
Moment by moment, we meditate on the word of God.
以神的心为心。
And to have the mind of God, the mind of God.
以神的事为念。
And to be mindful of the things of God.
受意象的支配。
And to be dominated by the vision.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
保罗在大马士世上蒙主光照以后，他一生就受这个意象的支配。
After Paul was received the light on his way to Damascus, his whole life was dominated by the vision.
所以他在年老的时候，可以在外邦王的面前这么说。
So when he was in his old age before the Gentile king, he can say,
亚基帕王啊。我故事没有违背那从天上来的意象。
King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
保罗用他的一生把福音传开，那受意象的支配。
Paul was dominated by the vision all his lifetime to preach the gospel.
大卫是一个合神心意的人。
David was also a man after God's own heart.
他以神的心为心。
He has the heart of God.
大卫的心中只有一个耶和华。
There's only the Lord in his heart.
他只有一个祷告，就是一生一世要住在耶和华的殿中。
He has only one prayer, that is to dwell in the house of God all the days of his life.
他有一个心愿，要为神建造一个殿。
He has only one desire, is to build a temple for the Lord.
来安放耶和华的约柜。
And to place the ark of the Lord.
但是神对大卫说：“你不可为我建造殿宇，因为你流了人的血。”
But God told David, "You cannot build a temple for me because you have shed blood."
感谢主，大卫没有因神不允许他建殿而停止了建殿的工作。
But praise the Lord, David did not stop the work of the building of the temple because God did not allow him.
为建殿预备材料和工人。
He still prepared the material and the craftsman for the building.
让他的儿子可以完成建殿的心愿。
So that his son will accomplish his wish.
这是大卫工作神工作的传承。
That is passing down the work of God.
建造神的殿是大卫一生的盼望。
To build the temple was the greatest desire of David's life.
因为神已经把圣殿的蓝图启示给大卫。
Because God has already revealed to David the pattern of the temple.
所以大卫的心中有一个圣殿的模图，有一个模型。
So in David's heart there was a pattern of the temple.
但他在世的日子不能看到圣殿的完成。
But he was not allowed to see to the completion of the building of the temple.
他没有放弃，他把这个工作传给所罗门。
But he did not give up, but he passed down this work to Solomon.
感谢主，成功不必在我。
Brothers and sisters, praise the Lord, it is not up to us to finish up.
希伯来书作者告诉我们，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是神的家了。
The Hebrew tells us we are the house of God if we hold fast the confidence and the boasting of hope firm to the end.
所人所要的是我们诚心乐意的来侍奉他。
What God wants was that for us to serve Him wholeheartedly.
今天神也把教会传承的工作托付给我们。
God has also entrusted us the passing down of the testimony of the church.
再不多的时候，我们都要到主那里去。
It won't be too long before we go to the Lord.
我们昼夜所思想的是什么
？What are we meditating day and night？
我们要留给我们的下一代是什么
？What are we going to leave for the next generation？
诗篇第一篇第三节这么说。
Verse 3 says，
一个昼夜思想耶和华的人，喜爱耶和华律法的人，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither.
一个昼夜思想神律法、喜爱神律法的人，他就要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
The one whose delight is in the law of the Lord and meditate day and night, he will be like a tree by the rivers of water.
因为我们知道，一棵树要长得好，必须要向下扎根，才能往上结果。
Because we know, in order for the tree to grow, he has to take root downwards and bear so that he can bear fruit upwards.
它这里是树栽在溪水旁。
Here it says the tree was planted.By the river of the water.
是种在溪水旁。
That was planted by the river.
是有人把一个地方搬到溪水旁。
So someone has moved this tree to the river of the water.
是有人付了代价，把你从旷野或者是其他的地方搬到溪水旁。
Someone had paid the price to move you from the wilderness to the by the river of the water.
这是主的工作。
That is the work of the Lord.
当我们思想主的话，溪水就成了我们的供应。
When we meditate the word of God, this river of the water will become our provision.
溪水所代表的就是神的话，也是圣灵的工作。
This river of the water alludes to the word of God or the work of the Holy Spirit.
主的话就成了我们活水的泉源，每早晨都是新鲜的。
And the word of the Lord will become our the source of the living water. Every morning is new.
这棵树溪水成了他的满足。
And this this river of the water has become the satisfaction of the tree.
它的果子也成了神和人的满足。
And also its fruits also satisfied man and God.
这是神起初创造的目的。
That was the initial purpose of God's creation.
在创世纪那里，神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人耳目，悦人眼目，其上的果子好做食物。
In the book of Genesis, it says, out of the ground, the Lord God caused every tree to grow that is pleasing to the sight and good for food.
神起初的创造，各样的树是从地里长出来的。
In the beginning, all the trees grow out of the ground.
不是栽种的。
It was not planted.
因为那地本是好的。
Because the ground was good.
因为这些树有河水的滋润。又可以长果子做食物，又悦人的耳目，这一切是何等的美好！
It's nourished from the water, and they can the tree can grow and pleasing to sight and good for food.
可是因为人犯罪，吃了分别善恶的树，得罪了神，神只有重新开始做恢复的工作。
But because man has sinned and ate the fruit.the fruit from the tree of knowledge, good and evil, God has to start recover, the work of recovery.
这救赎的计划在创世已经就有了，直到启示录，神恢复的工作终于完成。
The work of redemption started from the beginning of the foundation of the world, all the way until Revelation, the recovery of God's work has accomplished.
我们读启示录22:12那里。
When we read Revelation chapter 22, verse 12,
1-2节，对不对？
Verse 1-2.
启示录22:1-2这么说的：天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。在这河这边和那边有生命树，结12果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子。乃为医治万民。
And he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of his street, on either side of the river was a tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
在创世纪，亚当没有吃生命之的果子，吃了知识善恶树的果子。
In the book of Genesis, Adam did not eat from the tree of life, but ate from the tree of knowledge, good and evil.
感谢主，我们仔细看的话，在启示录我们看不到善恶树。
But you look carefully in the book of Revelation, we do not see the tree of knowledge, good and evil.
河的两边都是生命树。
On either side of the river, there was a tree of life.
生命树的果子成了我们的供应。
And the fruit of the tree of life became our provision.
这是神的心意。
That is the heart desire of God.
从一开始就要我们吃生命树。
From the very beginning, He wanted us to eat from the tree of life.
我们做了亚当做了错误的选择。
Adam made the wrong choice.
把罪带进了世界。
Brought in the sin into the world.
当启示录末了的时候，新天新地，一切都是新的了。
In the end, at the revelation, the new heaven and new earth all become new.
不再有哭泣，不再有悲哀，不再有黑暗，也不再有疼痛。
There will be no tears, no darkness, no sorrow, no pain.
因为我们要吃生命树的果子。
Because we will eat from the tree of life.
树上的叶子可以医治万民。
And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation.
我们要永远与主同在。
We will be with the Lord forever.
这是神的心意。
That is the heart desire of God.
神要我们脱离犯罪的人生。
God wants us to live out of the life of, leave us out of life of sin.
进入一个结果子的人生。
In order to enter into the fruitful life.
要结果子，就要把我们这棵树，神把我们栽在溪水旁。
In order to bear fruit.He had to plant us by the river of the water.
让溪水成我们的供应。
So that the water become our provision.
溪水就是主的话。
And the water is the word of God.
那我们昼夜思想主的话。
Let us meditate on the word of God day and night.
那我们借着读经、祷告、聚会。
By scripture reading and prayer and meeting.
为什么要聚会？
Why would we need to meet?
我们一个人的时候常常会迷失，会犯罪。
We sometimes lost or sin when we are by ourselves.
我们来到弟兄姐妹当中，我们彼此劝勉，我们彼此激励，我们一起往前。
We come among our brothers and sisters, we encourage each other, we exalt each other, we press on with each other.
我们要做一个结果子的人生。
We need to live a life of a fruitful life.
而不是comfy的人生。
Not a life of chaff.
我们知道comfy随风而去。
We know that chaff carried away by the wind.
当审判来的是站立不住的。
It will not stand in judgment.
最后的审判，主是要把骨力和comfy分开的。
In the judgment, the last judgment, the Lord will separate the chaff and the grain.
主要把罪人和义人分开的。
The Lord will separate the sinners and the righteous.
我们基督的生命是一个义人的生命，是一个结果子的生命。
The life from Christ is a life of righteousness, is a fruitful life.
我们不是罪人的生命，我们不是一个罪人的生命。我们也不是过一个康平的人生。
Not a life of the sinners. We are not living a life of chaff.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
因为我们早晨我们在这里一起来思想。
This morning we meditate together.
我们这短暂的人生，我们要何去何从
？For our short life, where are we heading？
我们要做一个怎么样的人
？And what kind of person we shall become？
我们要走怎么样的道路
？What kind of way should we walk on？
我们要过怎么样的人生
？What kind of life will we live？
就决定了我们的结局。
This all determines our ending。
是灭亡，或者是蒙福
？Either receive blessings or perish。
这是要付代价的。
We'll pay price for this。
不要犯罪是需要付代价的。
We need to pay price in order not to sin。
那我们能够彼此激励，立志做一个过一个结果子的人生。
May we exhaust one another, and so that we together we can live a fruitful life.
昼夜思想神的话。
Meditate God's word day and night.
就是把神的话背起来。
That is to memorize the word of God.
我们上次和弟兄姐妹交通到诗篇二十三篇。
Last time we had a fellowship on Psalm 23.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
我必不致谨缺乏。
I shall not want.
感谢主，他是我们的牧者，我们必不致缺乏。
Praise the Lord, He is our shepherd. We shall not want.
虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Although we go through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall not fear no evil.
因为他与我同在。
Because He is with us.
感谢主，他的同在是最美好。
Thank the Lord, it is good that His presence is good.
我们只有借着昼夜思想主的话，主就与我们同在。
Only by meditating His word day and night, the Lord will be with us.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Your scepter and your rod comfort me.
我们感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
最后诗篇结束在耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却不灭，却必灭亡。
Lastly, Psalm 1 ends in, "For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish."
很有意思的，耶和华知道。
Here it says, "The Lord knows."
神知道。
God knows.
我们的一切，神都知道。
God knows all about us.
他知道义人的道路，他也知道恶人的道路。
He knows about the way of the righteous and also the way of the ungodly.
我们在主里的劳苦，主知道。
Our labor in the Lord, God knows.
我们心里的委屈，主也知道。
Our grievance, He knows.
我们生活中的挑战，主也知道。
He knows all our challenges in our life.
我们生活中的难处，主也知道。
All the difficulties, He knows.
如果我们还在最终徘徊， 主也知道。
If we are still lingering in sins, He also knows.
我们很多时候忘了主知道。
Oftentimes we forget that God knows.
诗篇三十三篇第十八节这么说。
Psalm 33:18 says,
耶和华的眼目看顾敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人。
The eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who wait for His faithfulness.
我们是不是敬畏耶和华？
Do we fear the Lord?
我们是不是仰望他的慈爱？
Do we trust His faithfulness?
就像伯饼聚会的时候诗歌所唱的，他以怜悯和审判支撑我的年代。
Just like the hymn we have seen during the table meeting, He waits our years.Our ears with mercy and judgment.
主来的日子近了。
The Lord's coming is at hand.
是审判的日子。
That is a day of judgment.
也是奖赏的日子。
Also a day of reward.
愿我们做一个敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人。
We will all become those who fear Him and look to His faithfulness.
最后，我们以主耶稣对妇人所说的话就结束，彼此共勉。
Lastly, I will conclude.With the word that the Lord Jesus told the women,
去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Go and sin no more.
不是靠我自己，乃是靠着神，靠着那爱我们的神。
Not by myself, but by God, by God who loves us.
让我们过一个结果子的人生。
So that we can live a life that bears fruit.
能够荣神益人。
We can glorify God and also benefit people.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
主的怜悯，让我们今天还能够存留在地上。
By the mercy of God, that we still live on this earth today.
我们要趁着耶和华还可以寻找的时候，我们来寻找他。
Seek the Lord while He's still near.
否则，当审判来的时候，一切都来不及了。
Otherwise, it will be too late when on the day of judgment.
我们不要像那五个愚拙的童女，到时候哀哭切齿。
Do not be like the five foolish virgins to weep and gnash the teeth.
神所喜悦的人生。
May we live a life that pleases the Lord.
唯喜爱耶和华律法的，昼夜思想，这人必为有福。
Blessed is he whose delight is in the law of the Lord. Meditate on the law of the Lord day and night.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有
福。Blessed is he whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and meditates day and night.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们有个祷告。
Have another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你早晨的话。
We thank you for your word this morning.
主，让我们做一个喜爱耶和华律法的人。
May we all delight in the law of the Lord.
让我们也来昼夜思想你的话。
And meditate your word day and night.
让你的话成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
So that let your word become the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path.
让我们学习过一个不犯罪的生活。
So that we learn how to live a sinless life.
在这场属灵的征战当中，我们也能够靠主得胜。
During this spiritual warfare, we can conquer by our Lord.
主，我们是软弱无助的。
Lord, we are all weak.
在你的话告诉我们，耶和华的眼目看顾敬畏他的和仰望他慈爱的人。
But your word told us the eyes of the Lord is on those who fear Him and those who trust His faithfulness.
让我们做一个敬畏神的人。
We all fear the Lord.
让我们做一个仰望他慈爱的人。
We will all look to His faithfulness.
我们谢谢你早晨的话。
We thank you for your word this morning.
话可以过去。
The word may pass.
可是主，愿你与我们同在。
But Lord, may you be with us.
鼓励我们做一个结果子的人生。
And encourage us to live a life that bears fruit.
不要再犯罪了。
And sin no more.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.